David Aldis.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
Good news. In fact, great news. Very soon now we can announce Worship Radio 247 will be going live once again. It has been painstaking hours of work by Martin to prepare the new software he will be using. He is now finalizing all we need to be able to bring you live programming for Worship Radio 247. If you would like to donate to the work that we are doing on Worship Radio 247, Worship TV, and the Worship 247 podcast, then please go to the website www.worshipradio247.org and click on Donate Now. You would be helping the ministry and allowing us to take the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Welcome indeed to the Worship Radio 247 podcast today. It is always wonderful to have your company. And on today's program, we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. And not only that, we are going to worship Him in a way that we've probably not worshipped before. I'll also bring you a word, Agape Love, and Part 7. And today we take a look at John's Gospel, the 4th chapter and verse 15. But we're going to do something that we've not done before, specifically, and that is we're going to pray. After things have been unfolding in Afghanistan over the last couple of days, things are getting desperate for the Afghani people. And there are many there who believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are being oppressed. And today, before we even begin the program, I want to pray for Afghanistan. So will you join me in prayer as we pray? In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, today we pray for Afghanistan. In recent days, we have witnessed the withdrawal of Western troops and the paramilitary overflow of the country's government by the Taliban. We are deeply concerned about this unfolding situation and the consequences for the women, men, and children living there. Lord, you hear the cries and see the tears of those formed in your own image. We know the policies, diplomacy, and the international laws have had an important part to play in creating and maintaining peace and stability. We pray for wisdom for international leaders at this moment. However, we also see starkly the limits of such endeavors. Human efforts alone can't compel love of neighbor, let alone enemy. Rather, this is the transformational territory of your word and spirit. So would you move your hands to change the hearts and minds of the oppressors even now? withhold evil and cultivate good, banish darkness and bring forth light. We declare your nearness over those who have been abused and displaced, violated and oppressed. Would you open their ears and eyes to your presence? We pray for your church there. Would you comfort and strengthen, protect and bless our sisters and brothers as persecution draws close? Would you draw closer still? Teach us how to respond as we place our hope in you and your good and just plans for your creation. Lord, have mercy and hear our prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. And Father, we give you the glory. And we give you the honor and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. We're going to begin by worshipping in spirit and in truth. This is amazing. Oh, thank you, Father, for what you're doing for us. And let your blessings flow. Let your love flow right across Afghanistan. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is Michael W. Smith.
Sitting at your feet is where I wanna be. I'm home when I am here with you. Ruined by your grace, enamored by your gaze, I can't resist the tenderness of you. Again, there's a deep desire, it's burning like a fire, to know you as my closest friend.
Deep in love with you, Lord.
is Michael W. Smith. Deep in love with you. If you're enjoying the content on this podcast, then please comment and to like us on whatever platform you're watching on, listening on, should I say. This is radio, not TV. Let us know. This is our email address, studio@worshipradio247.org. Oh, I love this so much. I'm enjoying this series just as I enjoyed The Fire of God as well. I am loving this series, Agape Love, which basically means love, 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 love. And we're talking about God's love here. And we're now talking about the love that we should feel for each other. Let's look into Scripture. And we're looking at 1 John and the 4th chapter. And I want to look at 2 verses. And I'm not even sure I'm going to finish this today. And if I don't, I will continue it on tomorrow's broadcast. Verse 15 of the first letter of John and chapter 4 says this. All who confess that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. All those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. So before we even start, I want you to make that confession now. And just say, I confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Say it again. I confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now that you have made that declaration, now that you have made that confession, look! You know this right now, that God is living in you. And you know this too, that God is living in you and you are living in God. I'll say that again. Now you have made that confession, the Bible is telling you very clearly in verse 15 that God is living in you, beloved, and you are living in God. Let no one say differently. If you have confessed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, know this. He is living in you. And you are living in Him. Now watch. We know how much God loves us. And we have put our trust in His love. Do you remember during the Hour One Nugget, we were looking at trusting in God. And we're taking this as something that has already happened, that we trust in God, that we trust in Him, that we trust in His Word, what He says in His Word. We are trusting Him to supply our daily needs. We are trusting Him to love us the way He says He's loving us. We are trusting Him to allow us to love others the way that He has loved us. Did you get that? We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in His love. Now watch. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them.
Is that not true? Do I not hear an amen? Let me hear an amen from you. I'm going to skip now to verse 18, because this is iconic as far as I'm concerned. And this is something that we always forget, and it's something that we don't live by. Watch. Such love has no fear. Why? Because perfect love expels all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. There is no such thing. You cannot possibly be in fear if God is living in you. For two reasons. One, if you are in fear, then you're not sensing His perfect love. And two, if you're in fear, that is why you are doubting that God is in there in the first place. But beloved, you have just made a confession. Are you getting this? Are you getting this today? You've just made a confession. You've just said these words. I confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we know from Scripture, we know from 1 John that he says, all who confesses that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. If that's the truth, how can you be in fear? Yet you are in fear. There is fear in you. I remember some years ago, I was preaching in this church, tiny little church in Essex. There are about 90 people there. I'll never forget this. And I said, hands up if you trust in God. And lots of people put their hands up. I said, now keep your hand up and stand up if there is any fear in your life. And I would say 7/8 of the people who had originally put their hands up stood up. And I said, how can that be? How can that be? How can you have fear? How can there be fear in your life? How can it be? How can it be? It is because you are not trusting in Almighty God in the first place, or it is because you are allowing Satan to make you scared. A great evangelist called Smith Wigglesworth, who lived in the 19th century and the early 20th century. He was born in the 19th century, actually, but he lived during the 20th century, the early part of the 20th century. He was a plumber from Bradford in the UK. And his wife was a great evangelist. And he was just doing plumbing until he felt the call of God, and God worked in his life, and he became an amazing man of God. There were healings and revivals happening all the time with Smith Wigglesworth. And one day he went home and he saw Satan sitting in his rocking chair, rocking in Smith Wigglesworth's front room. And he looked at him and he said, oh, it's only you. And he went up to bed. It's only you. And he went up to bed and fell straight asleep. Because, beloved, in Smith Wigglesworth's life, there was no fear. The fear had been expelled. Why? Because within him was this perfect love. This perfect love was in him. Was in him. Say, this perfect love was in him. Say it again. This perfect love was in him. And now I declare this to you. I declare this to you, beloved, on this very day. I say to you this, You have confessed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You have confessed this, and therefore, all who confess that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them and they live in God. All, say the word all. All that confess it, all that confess it have the Son of God living in them, and they, and He is living in them. That's the fact. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. John goes on to say, if we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced His perfect love. And that is the role of Worship Radio 247. That is the job of Worship Radio 247, to declare God's love in your life as often as we possibly can. Why? Because that is our mandate, to take the love of the Lord to the world through the power of media. That is what we have been charged with. That is what we have been commissioned with. And we do that on a regular basis, on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and we will continue until we can continue no longer. And I'll tell you this, and I'll tell you this openly, Satan does not like it, and that is why we have so few funds coming in, because he thinks that we are going to change our mind and ask you for money. We will never do that, because we have been commanded by Almighty God not to do that, and we will not do that, and we are trusting in Him to pay our bills, to pay that which we have to pay. And quite often, we have problems like internet problems, computer problems, server problems, but we overcome them because we trust Almighty God. But I'm digressing from what I need to say, and I need to say this to you now during this hour one, during this daily devotional. I need to say to you that the Bible says, if you have fear in you, it is because you are in fear of punishment. And this shows that you have not been fully experiencing His perfect love. And as I say, that is our job. You need to experience His perfect love. And during this wave of refreshing that is hitting the world through Worship Radio 247, people around the globe are beginning to experience His perfect love, which is part of our commission. And I want you to experience that perfect love right now in Jesus' name. If you have fear in your life, just stick your hand up. I can't see you. I cannot see you. But I can see you in my mind's eye. I can see you in the Spirit. I can see you there, with your hand raised. I can see that. I pray in Jesus' name now, as I am bringing this awesome anointed word, that fear in your life would go now in the name of Jesus. Satan, I come against you now. I come against you now in Jesus' name, that those people with their hands up, you will not put fear in their life again. You have no right. And I come against you now, and I shut you down, Satan. You are not going to take away the love that God has for them, and you are not going to stem that love that is pouring into them. By the name of Jesus, I declare this. Beloved, sense God's love pouring into your life now. Right now, right at this moment, God's love is pouring into your life, and it is not going to stop. It will not stop. That love from God will continue. And I'll tell you something else. I declare this in Jesus' name, that all fear from your life has gone. It has gone. It is no longer there. Any fear that you had has disappeared in the name of Jesus. And do not allow that fear to come back. And when Satan starts to tempt you and say, you're still scared, you say, in Jesus' name, I am not, because perfect love casts out fear. That is what you will declare to the evil one. You will declare the word of God, just as Jesus did when he was tempted in the wilderness. For 40 days and 40 nights, Satan tempted him. And all Jesus did was to declare the word of God to him. And that is what you do. 1 John, the 4th chapter, and verse 18. You are now free from fear in the mighty name of Jesus. And to God be glorified. Amen. And amen.
Very, very powerful. We're going to continue to worship God in spirit and in truth with this one from Sela. And oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. We would love to hear from you. It's important to us. So you can either comment on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, Podbean or Anchor FM or Spotify, whatever it is, we would love to hear from you. We would love for you to comment and to like this podcast. Or you can send us an email to this address. It's studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org. Oh, let's worship now. Here comes Sela. And oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus.
Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Vast and measure, boundless free. Rolling as a mighty ocean. Is the curse.
that is Sella. And oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. It's been great getting your company. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time. Bye-bye for now.
יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.